Good morning and welcome into Pete's Talk. This is our town. I'm Chris Johnson, your host, and we are on location this morning live in Maplesville, where the Relay for Life is getting kicked off for this year, and this year it's being done in Maplesville, and I'm sitting here with some beautiful young ladies that are the Relay Queens, and we're glad to have y'all on with us this morning on This Is Our Town. I'm going to let y'all introduce yourselves one at a time. Who do we have here?
I am the 2023 Little Miss Relay for Life, Brinley Claire Davis.
Okay.
My name is Morgan Wright, your 2023 Miss Relay.
I am Blakely Mason. I'm 5 years old. You are free 2000 Miss Relay.
I'm Hannah Ackerman, your junior 2023 Junior Miss Relay for Life.
Hi, my name is Grayson Tubbett. I'm your Tiny Miss 2023 Relay.
I am Blair Paisley Adams, your 2023 Young Miss Relay for Life Queen.
All right, Relay for Life, a very important event here in Chilton County as we try to stamp out a bad, bad disease called cancer. And we've got these queens here. Now, tell me, what's important to you about being the queen?
To help people that have cancer.
Okay. Thank you.
Bringing awareness and spreading as much information about this disease and letting everyone who's had cancer or who is currently battling, letting them know that we are with them and we are fighting for them.
Okay.
Just helping to find research and, like, help the research to find a cure for cancer is the most important thing to me about being a clinician.
Or you about being a business, right?
Helping my sister queen fight down cancer.
Go.
I just want to pray over the cancer people.
Okay.
We want them to know that whatever they're battling and struggling through, that we're with them and we'll help them through anything that possibly, you know, hurt them.
Awesome. That is some good things to be concerned about and to be going after. When were you guys chosen as the queens?
Last Saturday.
That's Saturday, so we got a whole new bunch of queens, right? And so y'all got a long way to go. Y'all got a lot of stuff to do through the year. Y'all participate in a lot of activities. I know y'all are round about at different things. Y'all were last Saturday. Y'all didn't weren't the queens that were at the Strawberry Festival, were you? So I guess last year's queens got to go out at the Strawberry Festival, huh?
Well, they're at the pageant, so I don't think they got
together. Oh, they're at the pageant. See, y'all missed the Strawberry Festival. Y'all get the Peach Festival, though, won't you? Are y'all looking forward to that?
Yes, of course.
We see the Relay Queens in parades all the time. And I know Miss Sunny works hard on the float, and Mr. Larry used to work hard on that float. And we see y'all at the parades. I'm usually somewhere around about the Christmas parade and a crazy sleigh or Christmas tree or something that's going on in circles. All right, let's see. I'm going to ask if somebody will grab me. I know you support. And my eyes are watering, which is part of a problem that I have. Miss Mary over here knows, well aware of that. What do you look forward to this year and being a queen? What are some of the things you're looking forward to doing?
Well, we'll be visiting Hope's Lodge in Birmingham, and we're going to cook dinner for the cancer patients there for Christmas, and we're going to bring them gifts so that they know that they're not alone, because some of them have been away from their family members for a few months. So we're going to go there and celebrate Christmas with them.
All right. Well, that's awesome. Let's see, there are 6 groups of queens in the county. Is that right? Y'all one of the 6 groups?
Yes, we are.
Can you call off all of them?
Relay, Peach, Sweetest, Chilton, Strawberry, Blackberry.
I think that's all of them.
All right.
And they will be at our event tomorrow, too.
All right. Well, let's talk about the event tomorrow, because that's a big deal coming up. And it's usually been done in Clanton for a long, long time. And this year, they're kind of changing things around a little bit, if I understand. And they're going to start, and this is not just the only place that's going to be different. If I understand correctly, they're going to do it in each different town in the county and rotate it around. So tell us about what all is going to go on tomorrow. Who will take that?
Tomorrow we will be having a walk for our cancer survivors, and we'll be walking with them. We'll also have food trucks and games and stuff like that. It's going to be an ice cream truck. We're having an ice cream truck. That's exciting. And then it's going to be 4 to 9 at Maplesville Community Park.
The Maplesville Community Park, everything you want on here in Maplesville this year, and that's where we're at today, is in Maplesville. And the event going on this morning that we're actually at is just wrapping up. So tell us a little bit about what's happened this morning already.
So this morning we had our survivor's breakfast, and a bunch of cancer survivors have came out, ate breakfast, and we served them, and we gave away door prizes. Oh, and we also encourage them to come tomorrow to our event.
All right, awesome. Well, I know one of the door prize winners over here, I saw you win a bag. I think you said you were going to take it to the beach. All right, awesome. Well, you can use it at Relay tomorrow, right? Put your stuff in it. Yeah, if you go. All right. And we've got some survivors here this morning with us. Mary Venezia, who I've known for a while, is a cancer survivor. Tell us about your experience with the battle against cancer and what your thoughts are.
Well, I'm just very thankful to the Lord that my cancer was found at a very early stage. I had a tumor found on my pancreas. So when you hear pancreatic cancer, you absolutely go crazy thinking you're not going to survive. But by the grace of God, I had all of my cancer removed in 2015, lost 60% of my pancreas along with my spleen, and am happy to say that I am a survivor. It was taken care of at UAB, and I am just more than thankful that it was a true miracle that it was even found as a result of having a gallbladder surgery, that the doctors were able to find the tumor, and otherwise it would have never been found. So the Lord just miraculously let me find let the doctors find the cancer.
Cause something to make you go to the doctor, so you wound up finding what needed to be found instead of the last thing you were expecting, I guess.
It's more than I ever hoped for. So what seemed to have been something horrible turned out to be the biggest blessing in my life, and so I'm here to testify to the God be the glory that He did it, and I'm here to be able to encourage others to give God the glory whenever and always. And also, I have next to me sitting my wonderful friend Laura Senior, who is a mentally disabled friend who we also were able to find at a very early stage her breast cancer, just having a regular mammogram, her annual mammogram. Laura is 56 years old, and she was my neighbor at the age of 15, walked across the street, came into our lives, and has been living with us, well, for many, many, many years now. And we just went for her regular mammogram checkup, and they found cancer in her breast, and we were able to go ahead and get that taken care of. And so she has been cancer-free now for about a year and a half. So we are rejoicing in that as well. So early detection and good treatment. She was able to be taken care of at St. Vincent's, and mine was taken care of at UAB. And I'm now being cared for at Shelby Oncology or Alabama Oncology. So I'm just praising the Lord. I'm still getting checks every 6 months, and she is still getting checks every 3 months.
Prevention is one of the important things when it comes to cancer, and that's one of the important things that Relay for Life helps promote and do, is that's to encourage people to do, women especially, do the regular mammograms, colonoscopies when you get my age and even younger than me. In fact, I'm due one. My doctor calls it, I'm due one, so I've got that to I've got that pleasure to look forward to it in the next month or so. And you can find it early. My partner at the radio station, who's at controls right now, has just found out he has colon cancer. And we found it early, because they found it with colonoscopy, and he's going to have some surgery in a couple of weeks. Y'all keep him in your prayers. He has part of his colon removed. But the scan was done this week, which was awesome, because the scan said only where they know it's at. So we're real positive about that. So it's important that you get checked for the various things that you can get checked for to get a head start on it. Because I think most of these survivors in this room will probably tell you that if they didn't find it early, it wouldn't have been as good a result as they've had from it. And you testified to that in yours. All right, got another survivor over here. What's your name?
Good morning. Excuse me, I'm Jeannie Smith. I live here in Maplefield. I am a breast cancer survivor, and you just opened the segue for me for early detection. My mom passed when she was in her young 40s of breast cancer, and I moved forward to have genetic testing done and do carry the BRCA1 BRCA gene. So I was at a high risk for developing breast and or ovarian cancer. I was moving forward with prophylactic surgery, and while getting ready for that prophylactic surgery, discovered that I already had cancer. So that being proactive and that, you know, trying to get a head start to avoid cancer, actually discovered my cancer at a stage that it was very, very treatable. 12.5-hour surgery, chemo later, and still taking what I call the horrible, horrible little daily cancer pill. Mm-hmm. 2 years left on that, maybe not quite that long, and I have been cancer-free ever since, and just like my sweet friend here, absolutely give God all the credit and all the glory, him first and the American Cancer Society second, because it was research that was funded by the American Cancer Society back 40 years ago that helped discover the BRCA mutation. So thank you for everyone that supports Relay for Life and the American Cancer Society, because second only to Jesus, it saved my life.
Also, I wanted to say, Justice Jeannie with the BRCA gene, Laura's mother passed away with ovarian cancer, and so as a result of that, we went ahead and had her tested for the BRCA gene, because if she did test positive, as Jeannie did, I was going to go ahead. We were going to have her have a double mastectomy just to take no chances. And she did not test for the positive for the BRCA. So we went ahead and did not do as much of a radical surgery as we would have. But we are so thankful that that technology is here so that we can know, because it would have been so valuable to know that, to have that information.
That's the... That's the whole thing about Relay for Life is not only cancer awareness, but also fundraising for cancer research, because there's a lot more research to still be done in cancer. There's a lot that's been done, and leaps and bounds have taken place through the years with cancer research and early detection. I guess now probably more so than even within the last 10 years, early detection is a lot more reliable and possible than it was in the past. And most of that is due from research done by the American Cancer Society. And that research has been possible because of events like Relay for Life, which doesn't just take place here in Chilton County. This is a nationwide thing that takes place in a lot of communities across the state of Alabama. Are involved in Relay for Life and raising money for cancer awareness and for cancer research.
We also just recently found my daughter's birth father and found out that her birth grandmother and birth grandmother and birth great-grandmother both passed away from breast cancer. So as a result of that, we had my daughter. My daughter went ahead and got tested for the BRCA as well, and we did find out that she does not carry that gene.
So we are very much rejoicing, but we are so thankful that we found that information out, because people just don't understand how valuable it is to have that kind of information, because we do have the technology to be able to find that out, and this information is just so important.
That's one of the things that's kind of amazing to me, is the technology has changed with genetic research.
Yes.
That you can find out with, you know, from genetic information and genetic markers, you know, that possibility of the cancer is there, or that it is there, and to get a head start on it. Because, you know, in the past, you had to wait till really it was too late before you found out it was there, and there was nothing that could be done. But now it can be detected in real early stages if you just do the things to get it detected.
But it still does not eliminate the fact that you could still not get breast cancer or any other cancer, because in Laura's case, she still ended up with
not having the markers doesn't mean you're not a candidate.
Yeah.
But if you have the markers, you know you really need to pay extra close attention.
Exactly.
And really, you should pay extra close attention anyway. Ladies should always pay attention to their breast exams, to mammograms, and colonoscopies, as well as men need to pay special attention to colonoscopies, especially if you get about the age of 45 or so. That becomes real important that you stay on top of that and do that annually.
And listen to your bodies. When something's wrong, go ahead and follow it through and be your own advocate. Don't let anyone tell you there's nothing wrong when you know there's something wrong. You follow it through. Be your own advocate.
All right. Sonny just handed me a note, and Sonny's going to have to get over and talk in a minute. Well, if he wants to or not, I'll just have to chase her down and tackle her. But we want to talk a little bit about Hope's Lodge. Who can tell me about Hope's Lodge?
I would love to tell you about Hope's Lodge. So one of the great things about our Relay for Life and the fundraising we do is it supports the Hope Lodge, which we are so lucky that we have a Hope Lodge right here in Central Alabama in Birmingham. The Hope Lodge has 33 rooms, and it can house 33 cancer patients along with their caregiver while they're undergoing treatment. Because we have some of the best medical facilities here in Alabama, but some patients have to travel, you know, far, and it's very difficult to make that drive daily for radiation, chemo, what have you, especially when you don't feel good. So the Hope Lodge provides a place for these patients to stay free of charge. I mentioned earlier about my mom passing. They opened the Hope Lodge about the same year she was diagnosed. So it was still kind of new then, but we got to stay the night there just before surgeries and whatnot, because it wasn't at full capacity at the time. So that was my first experience with the Hope Lodge. My dad passed of throat cancer, and he got to stay at the Hope Lodge for the entire duration of his radiation treatment there. So such a wonderful resource, and it's provided because of people like these Relay Queens and everyone that's coming to support Relay for Life events and the American Cancer Society, that we have this resource available to us and to cancer patients, not just from Alabama, but from anywhere who are traveling in to have their treatment here in the Birmingham area.
Sounds like an awesome place. And you gals, y'all got an important role over the next year as representing as Relay Queens. Y'all got a big message to share, right?
Yes.
And y'all will do a good job at it. I am certain you will do a wonderful job at it, because I know we'll see you in a lot of different areas and locations. All right, Sonny, come over here. So, we got something we need to talk about, so I'm gonna let Sonny Mays come over here. Sonny and I go back a ways, and Sonny's a survivor.
Not really.
You are a survivor because you survived a battle with your husband,
Ian,
and cancer, who Larry was one of my closest friends. Yeah, I'm gonna lose it. We'll just go ahead. We'll cry together. He was a trooper. He got after
and stayed after it and just would not give in to this. And he walked close with the Lord, and he walked close with Relay for Life. In fact, Larry was one of the big instruments in helping get the Relay Queens going.
Sort of.
Well, he promoted it a lot.
A lot.
I know he spent time videoing contests, and I know what kind of effort he put into that. A lot of folks don't know what kind of effort people put into things that go on with Relay. And I know you put a lot of effort in it. We mentioned a few minutes ago the parade post. You know, that's something that doesn't just happen.
Nope.
There's a lot of time involved in the promotion. Relay for Life, the whole event, is not something that just happens mysteriously, all of a sudden by itself. It takes a lot of work from a lot of people. And there are a lot of people that really put forth a big effort in it. I know Larry worked his tail off on getting that float ready and hauling it up the road, because I followed it from the Clanton Christmas Parade to the Thorsby Christmas Parade to the Jemison Christmas Parade. And, those things take a lot of work. And there are a lot of people that really put a lot of effort into the Relay program. You're one of them. That's why I wanted to talk to you, because, as a survivor, you say, well, I survived cancer. Harry is a survivor. But we have survivors that have survived their loved ones going through cancer. And that's another thing that the Relay folks do, is give support to those survivors down through time. Because that's an important thing, that you have that support group for not only the person that's going through cancer, but for their loved ones that are going through cancer also. So you are a survivor.
Well, I guess, in a way. We got started in Relay because of his cancer back in 2011. And we decided we would form a team at our church at Weston Baptist. And so we was trying to come up with, how to raise money. What do we do? And that's how the pageant came to be. And he became such a pageant granddad, I guess, because he was with us on all the things that we did. He went to every event that the girls went to at that time. And, yes, he did the float. The girls love riding in the parades. We love to show them off. They're all very pretty. But these girls work. They do a lot of work. They promote. They are there. They help raise money. We go to Hope Lodge, which is a wonderful place that Jenny spoke of. And it is hard for caregivers. And that's one thing. Tomorrow at our event, we will be recognizing caregivers as long as survivors. The team that puts this on here in Shelton County, we could always use help. So if anybody would like to join us, we can always use the help. It's a Relay event team, and we are the ones that decide where we're going to have it, what we're going to do. And we want to thank the town of Maplesville for everything they've done. They've stepped up. They donate a lot to American Cancer Society, not just helping, but monetarily in what they give. And the money that they give goes to transportation for people in Chilton County that need help getting to their treatment. But we do have the event tomorrow, and we'd love everybody to come out. We're going to have some fun. We're going to have some food. We just want to recognize our survivors and celebrate with them, celebrate with their caregivers. It is hard as a caregiver. And especially if you're married, and when you take your wedding vows, you think sickness and in health, you really don't think a lot about it. Or I didn't when we got married. And then something happens like this, and it is hard. It's very hard. But God provides, and our church was very supportive, as Mary has said. And he didn't stop. Larry continued on, even through COVID. That is the time we found out there was nothing else they could do. And he was not afraid. He hated wearing a mask, so we didn't wear a mask. And he didn't wear it out. People didn't like that. They kept telling me I needed to tell him to wear it, and I told them to go tell him, so he wasn't going to. And it was hard. We all came to peace with it. We knew what was going to happen, but we also know where he's at and that one day we'll celebrate with him there. But we want to invite everybody to the event tomorrow. We're going to have a good turnout at Maplesville. We've already prayed some of the rain away, so we're praying some more that there won't be any rain, and we're going to just have a good time and celebrate, but then we're also going to remember those that have won their battle. We will have a remembrance walk, and it's a time for all of us that have lost our loved ones to remember
them and why we're doing this.
Good time for the whole family to come out tomorrow for Relay for Life. It starts at what time?
It starts at 4 o'clock. We'll have entertainment from 4 to 6. And at 6, we'll have opening ceremony where we will recognize our survivors. All of the Queen sisters in the county are also going to be helping us at the event, and they will be recognized. The Girl Scouts will be leading us in our Pledge of Allegiance, and then we'll have prayer. And we'll recognize our survivors and caregivers, and we'll have a little more entertainment. And at 8 o'clock, we will start our remembrance. We will remember them, those that have won their battle. I never like to say they lost it, because if they know the Lord, they've won it, and we know where they're at.
And a lot of food trucks,
yes.
and probably going to have funnel cakes and ice cream.
Well, we're going to have ice cream. Scoots on Wheels is going to be there. They will be having our ice cream. And Bones Backyard Barbecue will be our food truck tomorrow.
Barbecue.
It is. We're going to have a DJ. And so we're going to have a little fun. We're going to do some dancing. We're going to just have fun and celebrate. We'll have a tent for our survivors to sit under if they want to, if it's too hot. But y'all, I'll bring your lawn chairs. Come on out to Maplefield Community Park.
All right.
Have a good time.
Tell me exactly. Let's tell folks exactly how to get to the Maplefield Community Park. We're going to get the Maplefield lady over here to tell us that. So, if you're coming from, let's say you're coming from Clanton, because most folks will be coming from 22 headed west, how do you get to the community park?
Okay, guys, so you're going to take 22. You're going to end up there at Maplesville Main Street. You'll be at the caution lot. You're going to take a left, and you're going to go maybe 2 miles, and you're going to turn right onto Shanks Drive, and the community park is there. If you make it to the grocery store, you've gone too far. Turn around.
Okay.
And there'll be some signage as well.
Yeah, I think so. Y'all have some signs up, I'm sure, and some balloons flying by those signs and so forth to get there. What are all the queens going to do tomorrow? What do y'all do other than queens? I know y'all are queens, and besides look pretty, you do that whether you're queen or not. But what else do you do? What's your hobbies?
Doing gymnastics.
Gymnastics, okay.
Singing.
You like to sing? Okay. Well, how about you?
I was on the dance team at Chilton County High School, but on May the 20th, I'll be graduating and going to UAB.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm a varsity cheerleader, and that's really what I do. My free time takes up a lot of time. What do you do for fun?
Like to play with my friends.
Oh, she likes to
play with friends. That's what I used to like to do when I was your age. How about y'all?
Gymnastics. I do cheer. I tried out, and I recently joined the CMS cheerleader.
CMS cheerleader.
Also, we want to thank Miss Tammy here at Maplesville Florist and Bake Shop for allowing us to have our event here today.
Awesome, awesome. They gave the space for that and a nice facility for that to take place. Well, we appreciate y'all letting us come over and do Pete's Talk. This is our town. It's our Friday morning talk show that we do at 8 o'clock every Friday morning. It reruns on Sundays at 5 o'clock on Sunday evenings, and you can always go online and listen to any of the previous Peach Talk podcasts by going to peachtalk.live and just click down, and y'all will be on there as soon as we get it on there, which usually was within this weekend. But we thank you so much for having us, and we thank you so much for what y'all do to promote cancer awareness and to raise funds for cancer awareness and cancer research and cancer prevention. So thank you so very much, and we appreciate our listeners taking time to tune in with us. Don't forget about cancer.org/Hope Lodge. You can find out information there on the web, and we appreciate your time, and thank you so much. Join us again next Friday for Beach Talk. This is our town.
You're tuned to WKLF in Clanton.